Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about a young gal. She's 38 years old. She's been single since she's 30. She's gone on 500 dates, and not a single man can be found that is worthy of her amazing attention. You know, a lot of times I've done several videos about women complaining about their dating options and that it's getting worse as they get older. But the truth is, it's not really, in this case, I'm not making fun of the woman. Yes, she's extremely picky. Yes, her standards, I think, are unrealistic. Obviously, if you've been on 500 dates and your Tinder profile has been liked 25,000 times because she got a congratulations from Tinder themselves about her profile, and you still can't find a man, it is all about you being too picky. But this video is, again, a little bit more proof to you gentlemen out there that continue, whether it's online dating or just being out in the real world, and you say, you know something, man, I think I'm successful, I think I'm good looking, I think I do okay for myself, but I can never get a date, or I never get a call back, or I get ghosted, or something happens. This video is not about her. This video is about you gentlemen, and another reason why it is not your fault if you cannot find somebody to date. I mean, you can say the one wrong thing or say a one wrong joke and it comes across as wrong, and all of a sudden she ghosts you. Now it's like dancing on needles and pins. I actually recorded this video 2 days ago and was going to post it. And after I spent 45 minutes talking to myself, I realized that the audio, instead of being set to my microphone, was being recorded on my camera, and it sounded like crap. So I said, you know what, I got to re-record this. But then I've been hitting the gym, and I've been doing about 2 hours a day, and I'm really wiped, and I've been coming back and going to sleep at a pretty early time. So needless to say, I've been going to bed. So I'm going to stay up late and get a video done, because I know it's been overdue. And this is kind of what I'm doing during the day. So I'm at my parents' house. Again, my father is a little ill, so he can't really take care of things. So I've cleaned up his garage. I've painted. I'm doing projects around the house. I'm working on the bus. It should be done here in the next month, because I've really been dragging my feet on it. But I do not want to be in Florida during the summer. So there's a quick update. Oh, and also I'm going to thank you guys for hitting 300,000 subs. We're not quite there yet. I think I've got 1,500 or 2,000 to go, but I get about 500 subs a day. And I've got gnats in here. I've got gnats flying around in here, and that annoys the hell out of me. I should be hitting, I want to thank you guys. I should be hitting 300,000 subs here in the next couple of days. And I'm going to say thank you across a couple of videos, because you guys rock. All right. So a couple of losses here before we get to the main story. I find these on Twitter as I'm looking for stories, and that's Twitter's one of the places I look. I did a story about this woman and way back when, but the California OnlyFans mom, Crystal Jackson, says her kids were expelled from school, and I believe her husband also lost his job because they had some standing in the community, and then they found out she's basically showing the booty for dollars. So that didn't turn out so well for her. I personally, again, have no problems. If people want to be an OnlyFans girl, good on you. But, you know, there are consequences for your actions. And another tweet that I found, and I think this was on the same thread. This is a tweet from a gal. She says, OnlyFans requires so much effort and consistency to be successful, and even then it's not guaranteed. And anyone who thinks this S is easy, quite frankly, has no idea. Another girl responds, it's an unbelievable amount of work for the bare minimum, to be honest. When people post their 1K days, etc., I'm like, whoa, I'd be happy with $100. They must be online 24 hours a day or something. And then another girl responds, I think I'm on 24 hours a day, and I'm lucky if I get $45. I'm telling you, if you put yourself out there, if there is a lot of spicy kitty cat, right? If there's a lot of spicy photos out on the internet, the price of the demand is going to be lower than the supply. And so the supply is plentiful right now. And so unless you're charging like a buck or two, you're going to have a hard time. And then this one really surprised me. So this is a little cartoon somebody drew up and also posted on either Facebook or Twitter, on Facebook. And it shows a gal in blue hair, kind of like your typical millennial, and a guy talking behind her back. And he's talking to another friend of his, and he says, "Dude, I'm telling you, Alicia," which is talking about the girl in the blue hair, is totally easy. I'll give you her number." And then there's a rap lyrics, I guess, that says, "I got garden tools and bees and bees and garden tools," the garden tool that, you know, digs a straight line. And then below that is another caption of her walking somewhere, and somebody says, "Hey, girl, show me your chesticles. Hey, where are you going?" And then calls her names. And through all this, she's very upset because guys keep talking to her like she's easy and they only value her for one thing. And the last panel is a guy having her bent over and hitting it from behind. And he says, "Who's nothing but a hole to F? Who's nothing but a filthy garden tool?" And she says, "Oh, me." Well, here's all the females' replies to this. All of these women are selfies, and they've got makeup on, and they're very glamorized. Here's the women's responses, and I'm just going to read through the responses. "Same." Another, "I'm feeling really, really targeted down to the curly blue hair." Another, "This is relatable as F, to be honest." Another, "I'm still crying. I've never seen anything more accurate in my life." Another, "I can't believe you're attacking me like this." Another, "S." Another, "I feel attacked, honestly." Another, "Oh my God." Another, "Nah, I'm not just a hole. I'm daddy's little slut." Another, "Nice way to reinforce the patriarchy." Another, "This is actually me." Another, "I'm truly shocked. How could you possibly see yourself in this comic?" That's actually a guy posting that. And a woman posts below that, "All four panels are me." So, you know, again, this is what happens when you make yourself too available, when you make yourself easy, when you put yourself down, when you have no self-value, ladies. You are your own worst enemies. So when you ask, like, "Why do guys not respect me? Why do guys not treat me well? Why don't I get asked out on a date? Why, when guys try to ask, instead of asking me out, they just try to hook up with me?" This is it. Like, you have literally become your own worst enemies. So if you can't find a quality guy, it's because quality guys are not really looking anymore. And it's just the players that are out there now. They're the only ones that are willing to put in the effort, because it's effort not to get a relationship. It's effort just to sleep with them. And again, this, again, Facebook, right? And I'll, you can pause it here as we're looking at this. I mean, there's so many of just women are like, "Yeah, this is me pretty much. Like, I don't want to be disrespected until it comes to the bedroom with a really hot guy, and then he can totally disrespect me." And then it's also, "Well, why won't this guy date me? Why doesn't he want to date me?" It's like, you do it to yourselves, lady. All right, and on to our main topic. Oh, actually, before I get that far, I wanted to bring this up real quick. The Book of Numbers. I'm going to be doing a full book analysis or a book review, but I do want to give this video sponsor is by Aaron Clary. He's an amazing author. He writes the books I wish I could write. Many of you guys have asked me, "Hey man, why don't you write a book?" He writes the books that I would write, except I can't write because I'm not a writer. Anyway, the book I'm going to be reviewing here pretty soon, but I want to get a couple videos out there to let you guys know, because I think it's going to be a good video review of the book, and I think it's a really good book. It's called The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the Return of Investment on the Pursuit of Women. It's very reasonably priced. I got mine Amazon. I get Audible so I can listen to it while I'm working. And it was like a 2 or 3 hour listen. So I think it'll probably be maybe a 2 or 3 hour read for you, or 4 hour read if you take a break. But it's basically breaking down what we talk about. How expensive is it to take girls on dates? How expensive is it to get married? How expensive is it to pay off her debt? How expensive is it to make yourself look good and good enough to take these girls out? How much money are you ultimately losing? And then he also talks about the statistics of dating. In other words, how many dates do you have to go on to even meet a normal, non-poorly adjusted woman, someone that's not mental? What are your odds of getting swiped on? Like, a lot of the data that I talk about are in his book. So it's The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the Return of Investment on the Pursuit of Women by Aaron Clary. It is on Amazon. It's on other places, I'm sure, if you don't want to support at Amazon. But I have now, like, Poor Richard's Retirement and Bachelor Pad Economics and how not to become how not to become a millennial. I have like 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6 of his books now. They're all excellent. They're all red pill. They're all manosphere stuff. They break things down in a not necessarily humorous, but a lighthearted, but really good, interesting read. Okay, on to the main story. So we have here from The Sun, dating detox. This woman says, all the good men over 35 are taken. I'm left with the dregs, says model who has been on 500 dates in 4 years. Let's stop there for a second. Guys, do you remember how easy it is for you to go out on 500 dates in 4 years? What's that you say? You may struggle going out on one date a year? Yes, it is much harder for men, again, unless they're a good-looking, successful, and have a pretty good gift of game and are able to talk to women. It's really tough for a guy to get that many matches and that many opportunities to go on that many dates. So again, women have so many opportunities that statistically, her choosing you is against you. And that's why I say dating apps are a waste. But also many times out in public, if you are very confident, and we're going to talk about this at the end of the video about how you can actually change your luck with women. But if you're confident, you have a much better shot in the real world of meeting somebody. But we'll talk about that. But even so, the dating apps are done. So she says, earlier this month, I opened the door to a bouquet of flowers. They were from yet another man who wants to date me. He's 35, tall, dark, and handsome. Well, she's 38, he's 35. Sounds like she has, and he sent her flowers. Sounds like she's found a winner. He's tall, dark, and handsome. She goes on to say, as experience dictates, I knew there'd be a catch. After a few messages, he disappeared. Now, what happens when a guy hooks up or dates? I'm not saying they hooked up. I don't know. They didn't mention that. But odds are out of these 500 dates, I'm sure she had her fair share of hookups and everything like that.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
So anyway, so why would he ghost? Either A, he hit it and he quit it. Or B, maybe he found out her personality's not so great. Maybe she's full of herself. Maybe she's not very funny or fun or interesting. And he gets bored. Quality men will do that. Who would continue to date her even if she had a pretty much a bad attitude? A guy that's a little bit desperate or a guy that hasn't had much success. And he's hoping he can get a little bit of action with her. Anyway, she continues on, and this week, as the gifts roll in from admirers for Valentine's Day, I have already received 2. I know not to get my hopes up. Okay, gifts rolling in is not 2. Okay, so they're not rolling in. You got 2 gifts. One was from flowers from a guy that ghosted you, and another one. But she has already learned not to get her hopes up. She says, I'm 38 and I've been single for 4 years, and I hate to break it to any other single women in their late 30s, but all the decent men in our age bracket have been taken. I will tell you this right now, because I see a lot of guys posting below my videos. I know real men in the real world in this age group. No, all the 30-somethings are not taken. But what she's saying is all the decent. But here's the thing. What is decent? Decent, you would think, would mean average. He's got a decent job. He's decently good-looking. He's got a decent body. He's decently nice. He's decently funny. I mean, that would be like a decent guy, right? No. There are lots and lots and lots of men like that. Decent for her is probably the top 10%, maybe the top 20% of men. Anything below that don't even count as decent men. They don't even count as men. They're just invisible to her. She's only looking at the very cream of the crop. How do we know this? By all the statistics that I've talked about in my other videos. She says, and sadly, the older silver foxes enjoy being single and have no intention of settling down, and the younger blokes are only into booty calls. Okay. Well, if a silver fox, which is a guy that's maybe up in his 50s, enjoy being single and have no intention of settling down, and the younger blokes are only into booty calls, which is they're single and they enjoy being single and they have no intention of settling down, my bet is all the men that she's meeting in her 30s that she may or may not be sleeping with are probably happy being single and have no intention of settling down. Men, just in general, are not settling down much anymore. Now, there are men out there, And you know, I would even consider myself one of these guys where if we met someone that was really amazing, you could say, I would like to date this person. But then it comes down to how much effort are you going to have to put in to try to find one that's sane and normal and attractive, that takes care of herself and isn't overweight and doesn't have blue hair and isn't, you know, on the girl power train of yay women and all the rest of that. By the end of all that, you go, it's not even worth an effort. Like literally women would have to come and ask me out. That's pretty much, or they'd have to at least like put themselves in my near proximity so that I would like be able to toss out a line to flirt. Because other than that, it's not worth the effort. So really what she's finding out is that decent men, good men, quality men are out there playing if they have a bad attitude. And if they have a good attitude, they're probably already taken. They've already found somebody that's good and they're with them. Or the third option is they're not playing the game anymore. So she says, back to men my own age. While I work out every day, these men look a decade older. Beer bellies, bad manners, little respect for single women, and minimal hygiene. I've seen it all on the apps. Okay, she's seen a lot on the dating apps, but here's the thing. She's talking about men in general here when she says, men my own age, I work out, they look a decade older, they got beer bellies, bad manners, this. Those are the ones that she's contemplating. The other ones do not even appear on her radar. She just doesn't see them at all. Keep that in mind, because... yes, there are pretty bad choices on dating apps for both men and women. But you're going to tell me that all the men around your own age, there aren't any that are athletic. They aren't any. What about Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome with Nice Teeth above? You got flowers with him, but he ghosted you. Again, there's got to be some self-accountability here of, hey, I've been on 500 dates and nothing has worked out. Is it everybody else or is maybe something going on with me? I will tell you this. When I was younger and I was dating more often, because I would actually jump through the hoops and put in some effort, when things didn't work out after a while, you kind of have to say to yourself, like, maybe my sense of humor is a little bit weird or sardonic, and maybe they don't understand it. Maybe I'm come across as too needy. Maybe I've got my own issues, and that's where you have to kind of dive in and look. But see, these women don't. All they do is they say, you know what? I'm told I'm perfect. I'm told I'm wonderful. Nothing wrong with me. So I'm not going to look internally. I'm going to blame it on all the outside influence out there. She says, over the past 4 years, I've been on almost 500 dates trying to find Mr. Right. 500 divided by 4 is 125 dates a year. There's 365 days in a year. And she went on 125 dates. That's one every 3 days, roughly. Are you going to tell me she really slowed down, really went on a couple dates, really got to know them a little bit and gave them a chance? Or was it, oh my goodness, he has an eyebrow hair out of place. And when he laughed, it was just not quite a laugh I like. I'm going to get rid of him. That's how picky she sounds. She says, and while I have become something of an expert on the dating apps, last year I got a congratulations from Tinder for getting 25,000 likes for my profile. Unfortunately, I'm still looking for the one. All right, so she got 25,000 likes on her profile. She went on 500 dates. That doesn't say how many of the guys she liked, but 1% of 25,000, let's see, 1% would be, so 10% would be 2,500. 1% would be, 25,000. Wow. So 10% is 2,500. So 1% is 250. So she went on dates with 2% of the 25,000 people that liked her. She got 25,000 likes and 2% would be 500%. So 2% of the guys got to actually go on a date on her, with her, on her. 2% of the guys got on her, went on a date with her. That's 2%. Now, if you say, hey, you know something? How is it that I can never get a match on Tinder? Here you go. Multiply this by however many women have the same attitude. She says, my theory is all the good men were snapped up when they were young. All that's left is dregs. I think good men are snapped up when they're young, and then they're married and they're miserable, and then they get divorced, and then they're a silver fox and they don't want to go back to getting in a long-term relationship again. Or they'll get in a long-term relationship again, but they don't want to live with a woman. They don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids. They're done with that. And there's that big group of, I'd say probably 30 to 40 year old guys that used to traditionally get married, and now they're stepping out of the game. She said, when I was 18, I had my first serious boyfriend. We were together for 5 years. We shared a house. We were in love, but we met too young. We grew apart. Later, I had another long-term relationship for 7 years. We also lived together. While we never talked about marriage, it was on the cards, but it didn't work out, and our split was messy. So from 18 with a 5-year relationship, she's 23. With a 7-year relationship, she's 30. Two relationships. Now, I'll give her credit for that. I mean, she didn't go out and go all crazy. Up until she got to be 30, she was in two relationships. But what went wrong with the first 5 years? She said, we shared a house and were in love, but we met too young. We grew apart. What does that mean? Maybe he wanted to go out and have some fun, or she wanted to go out and have some fun. They weren't okay with just each other. One of the two. The second one, they lived together 7 years. Oh, 7-year itch. We talk about that all the time. It's that 7 years. I don't know. I think I need something new. I'm kind of bored. We've kind of settled in. She said it didn't work out and the split was messy. Was it messy by her or him? Don't know. But either way, one of the partners got bored. This is again why long-term dating doesn't work. So here she is. She says, suddenly in my early 30s, I'm dropped into the dating world. At times it has felt like I am the last single person in London. That is how picky she is. She is in London, one of the most populous cities, definitely in the UK, but in like all of Europe. It is one, I think, in the top 3 or 5 of all populated cities in Europe. And she feels like she's the last single person. Unbelievable. It's because she doesn't see anybody that's, again, below those top couple percentage of men. She's only looking for the top guys. Anybody else, well, you're single, but you're not really single because you don't count. You're not good enough for me. She said, even so, I've clung on to the idea of falling in love with someone my age. I carefully worded my dating profile so as not to attract the wrong type of man, and I used my professional pictures. I'm a model, and I wanted to sieve out the man who found that intimidating, but I haven't been all that successful. Good-looking men, powerful men, successful men, courageous men, socially comfortable men would not find it uncomfortable or to flirt with or talk to a model. They just wouldn't. I've talked to very attractive women, not necessarily like flirting with them, but talking with them. It's not intimidating. I can talk to strangers. It's not intimidating. But guys that are used to dating successful, intelligent, pretty women are not going to be intimidated. So by her wording it, I think she was hoping to cast her net a little wider to maybe catch more, but unfortunately no one met her criteria. She said, during my 500 dates, the only guy I have seriously dated was my age and had the best hair and teeth in the world. He even had a proper job and took me out for fancy dinners. Alas, he wasn't ready to settle down or something like that. Okay, now here's a picture of her. I think she's pretty. She's not unattractive. I can see why she would be a model. But here's the thing. Listen closely. 500 dates, she only seriously dated one guy and he was her age. What was her takeaway? Was it he was nice? He was funny? I saw myself with him. We had the same family values. Something about his personality? No. What was her takeaway? He had the best hair and teeth in the world and he had a proper job and took me out for fancy dinners. But you know something else? He wasn't ready to settle down. Why? Because he's got the best hair and teeth in the world and he had a really good job that brought in good money and he can go to fancy places and he could take her out. And let's see, what's her name again here? I know they mentioned it. Kim An. So he could take Kim An out. He took her and she said she seriously dated him, although I don't know how long serious dated, but maybe he was dating her and another girl, or her and another girl, or maybe just her. And then he said, you know something, why am I going to settle for her? I have the best hair and teeth in the world and I have a great job and women find me attractive. So I'm going to date her for a while and I'm going to date her and I'm going to date this one. I'm going to date this one. I'm going to date this one. They all want me. So I'm not going to settle with anybody. And so he just goes out and has his fun. He gets his jollies. He has a little bit of bedroom fun and then he dumps her and she's got another notch on the belt that didn't work out. He's got another notch on his belt, But in the meantime, he's living his best life and going out and sleeping and being with lots of women, and she's still looking for love. If you ask me, out of that, she's the one that got the raw deal. But again, she's chasing the guy with the good hair and teeth, and not somebody that she says, you know what, he was sweet, he was kind, he was funny, he had a decent job, but he treated me very well, he was a good man. That wasn't her takeaway, and she even said that herself. She says, apart from that, there was this guy who looked like Superman on his dating profile, but turned up with a long white Santa beard, his body had gone to crap, and he was wearing unwashed clothes. Then there was a wealthy consultant who took me to his club where cocktails were 30 quid a pop. He was generous, but knew the value of nothing. I went out with a psychologist, but every text I wrote to him, I'd get one back analyzing what I'd said. He was a nice guy, but clearly wanted marriage after two encounters. She said, I lost the number of count of men who use pictures that are a decade old. Do they not realize I will clock that hot young thing I'd been messaging is not the bloke sat opposite me? Now I can tell if a photo is ancient. Right. It's called catfishing, or it's called putting your best foot forward. Happens to men all the time. I know, I've heard and I've seen dating profiles from you guys that is like, dude, like in this photo, she looked to be 140 pounds or maybe 70 kilo or 68 kilo. And when I showed up, she was at least 20, 30% heavier than that and 5 years older. Right. People are representing their ideal self on these dating apps. The pictures are the best pictures from the right angles with the best lighting. And they get to create their own narrative about themselves. No one wants to take a picture and go, whew, I look like crap. Well, better post that. That's what I really look like. No one does that. So in this case, she was just running into the same thing that other people did. But what's interesting is she says, in her own words, do they not realize I will clock that the hot young thing I'd been messaging is not the bloke sat opposite me? It's in her own words. He's not the hot young thing I'd been messaging. She's only looking at their looks and nothing else. Now, yes, if somebody misrepresents themselves on a dating app, that's a huge red flag, and I would probably not date them either. But here she's even admitting, like, hey, I'm looking for the young, hot guys. She's 38. I don't know what young is to her, but 38's really not traditionally young for a woman. Let's see. She says, then there are the beer bellies. If a man has one, I'll know we have nothing in common as I'm active and I don't do takeaways. If the profile is full of crop photos around the face, it's a huge giveaway. Yes, same thing for men. But how much is a beer belly to her? Is a belly that sticks out this far over the belt a beer belly? Or is it like a legit beer belly? The way that she keeps herself in shape, if she's very thin and she's athletic and she's only looking at the cream of the crop, I'm pretty sure anything that's not a six-pack for her is a beer belly. She says, profiles without any text tell me the man is lazy, superficial, and not looking for a genuine connection. No, most men are not looking for genuine connections on dating apps. They're trying to get their wick damp. Maybe that's a good... They're trying to get their pipe wet. That is what men... Men are not looking for genuine connections the majority of the time. As a matter of fact, really most of the time, the only time a guy gets in a serious long-term relationship is because he wants someone safe to learn about and trust and develop feelings for that he sleeps with. Again, because if you took the bedroom fun off the table, I don't know a man that would be like, oh no, I'd still get married and just to have a partner. No, men have a different drive when it comes to relationships than women. She says, then there are the guys who include a picture of them with their ex-girlfriends. Why would you do that? The harsh reality is there's a vast difference between how these men present themselves online and how they are in real life. I know my Mr. Right is out there, and when the time is right, we will meet. That's why this Valentine's Day, the only male I'm sharing my bed with is my sweetheart House, my Jack Russell Cross. Right, Mr. Right is out there, and when the time is right, we will meet. And she hasn't met him at 30 or 31 or 32 or 33, 34, 35, 36 or 37 or 38. But 39, it's going to happen at 39 or 40 or 41. Time's against her. And this is what happens a lot of times when women wait for a very long time. Their market value dips. Men value looks. Men value beauty. Men value a body style that they like, no matter what that is. But it's youth and beauty. It's been like this for all time. If you go back in the I want to say the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, even all the way up through Charlie Chaplin in the very early 1900s. A lot of these relationships were with 15, 16, 17-year-old young ladies. At the time, it was not against the law, and these were times when women were just initially developing and they were able to have kids. And so a lot of times they would get married very young and start having families while both of them are young and healthy and the odds are best. And you could go about that route. But now when you're waiting till 38, hey, okay, let's say she meets a guy this year. 39th birthday is this year. They date for a year. Then she turns 40. Then they decide to get married, 41. Then they decide to start having for a kid, having a kid, 41, 42. Time's against you. You're already into egg freezing, and I'm not sure what the IUD, in vitro uterine, whatever. I don't know about this stuff because I don't care. But trying to get medical help and to stimulate a pregnancy, you're already there. You're knocking on the door. Young, I don't know what it is, but nowadays everybody thinks they have forever until it's too late. All right, now moving on, it is time for the dating profiles of the day. This first one looks to be from a gentleman who is probably in his late 60s, early 70s, if I had to take a guess. He's holding up a picture of a blonde who looks... looks all right. I didn't blur her face because it's kind of hard to tell. I didn't blur her his either because he's not on the dating app. But it says, date Sherry, 31. Grandfather seeking companion for granddaughter. She suffers from poor choices. She's 31 and her grandfather's like, you need to clean your crap up. You suffer from poor choices. You need to find yourself a man. So he's doing the legwork for her because apparently her choices aren't so good. So good luck to you, sir. I hope you find somebody for your granddaughter. And the second one, we have this one. She's 27. She's a receptionist. This is somewhere overseas, not here in America, or it could be up in Canada, I suppose, but it's kilometers away. She says, hi, my name is blank, and I'm 27, and I live in this city. If I could describe myself in three words, it would be honest, hardworking, and cheeky. I really love anyone who can make me laugh when I feel like I'm going to cry. And before I blurred her picture, she had a very pretty girl. Very pretty girl. So far, so good. Mom of four amazing kids at 27. Mom of four amazing kids. I have a big personality, the best little family, and a puppy called Aldo. Just missing the final piece. So four kids come first, she comes second, dog comes, well, I'm doing math wrong already. Four kids come first, second, third, and fourth. She comes fifth, the dog comes sixth. You will be walking in seventh place. In her life, the best you're ever gonna come in is seventh place. Don't tell me that you've got a chance at making this work. And she's 27. Now, if she wanted to date a 45-year-old man who perhaps was sterile and couldn't have kids and he wanted a big family, there's her meal ticket. Because if she gets married and he can have her kids and he gets a young wife and maybe it all works out for him. But look, I was 27 once 400 years ago. I've been 27, 26, 28, 30. There is no chance there's not a snowball's chance in double hell that I would date a woman with four kids. Not even for like just casual fun. Not gonna happen. Because more than likely, you're gonna have to foot a babysitter or two. Or a small, like you're gonna have to hire a coach for a basketball team with four kids and a dog. I mean, if you're paying a babysitter $10 an hour per kid, that's $40 an hour. You're gonna have to work an extra month just to take her out to something that you update that you're gonna have to pay for. She says, "I've been with the wrong people for a while now." What? You don't say. Shocking. I bet you have. I wonder how many fathers those kids have. Was it just one guy, or was it maybe two or four? We don't know. Only time will tell. But she's been with the wrong people for a while now, and it makes you realize what life's all about. Elevating and building together, that's the goal. All right, my dear, what are you going to be elevating and what are you going to be building? You have four kids and a dog named Arlo, or Aldo, whatever it says, Arlo. You have a dog named Arlo and four kids. The only thing you've been building is a basketball team. The only thing you've been building is babies. You're not going to be building anything for a man. You are not going to be elevating a man in any way, shape, or form. You are coming along with your own, like your own family. Basically, you're looking for a bailout. That's all you're looking for. And guys, if you're into that, if you just want to be, hey, I just want to be a bailout for somebody, she's out there for you. Good luck to you gentlemen in the kilometer land. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out some older videos. All my older videos are similar themed, kind of crazy stuff out there. But our main takeaway today, guys, is again, this gal got 25,000 likes on her dating app or her profile. She dated 500 of them, which is 2%. And of those 2%, out of 500, only one did she date semi-seriously. And that was only because he had perfect hair, perfect teeth, and I guess had a good job. And even he bounced on her. I'm telling you, it's against you. Ladies, if you want any success in dating, if you happen to listen, I'm telling you, pretty soon, not only are you going to have your game together, you're going to have to start throwing yourself at men because men are not having it anymore.